There might be some benefits, actually, to factoring a balloon payment into the finance agreement that you are about to sign for your next car purchase. And to tell us why is the head of marketing and communication at WesBank, Lebogang Gaoketse. Lebogang, thank you very much for taking time out of your holiday to join us so early on a Wednesday morning. Good morning.
Morning, Africa and the listeners. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Before we start talking about the benefits of a balloon payment, perhaps let's start by understanding what a balloon payment is.
And I'm going to put it simply. A balloon payment is essentially taking a portion of your vehicle finance and setting it aside to pay it at a later stage or to finance a chunk of your finance at a later stage, Africa. I don't want to, you know, bombard listeners with technical terms, but it's essentially taking a portion of what you owe in the car and paying it at a later stage to make the monthly payments affordable upfront. Essentially, that's what a balloon payment is.
So basically, if a car that I'm about to buy is 100,000 Rand and I will not be able to afford, certainly not the monthly installments on that amount of money, I could factor in a balloon payment of, say, 20,000 Rand and only therefore seek effectively financing for 80,000 Rand, if I'm understanding it correctly, because after the 5-year payment plan of me paying for this car, that 20,000 Rand, hopefully then I'll have the resources to go find whatever the financing I might need then to pay that 20,000 Rand back at a later stage.
100%. That's correct. And what is important to note is that that 20,000 Rand is still your responsibility to pay back because, you know, there's a lot of misunderstanding when it comes to balloon payments, that they are there to make the car cheaper or more affordable. Upfront, yes, to make the repayments more affordable. It is normally structured for customers who, you know, when you don't have that 20,000 rand deposit upfront, you can then pay it at a later stage. But it is the responsibility of the person financing the car to pay it at the end, which is quite important to note. So you are correct in your explanation, Africa.
Because there are some people who seemingly get caught up by surprise at the end of their 5 years of paying back a car. And one or two friends I know, I said, but you signed into it. You know that there's a balloon payment that you have to be responsible for at the end of whatever the payment back period that was agreed to between him and the financier.
Absolutely. And as I said earlier on, that, you know, if you don't have that 20,000 rand, it's a bit of a tricky one, because if you don't have that 20,000 rand deposit, it gives you leeway for the rest of that finance period to save and make up that 20,000 rand, so that when it comes up, you know, when it's due, you at least have that 20,000 rand lump sum to pay off, because you won't be able to get scot-free and just walk away from the deal without paying that 20,000 rand. So essentially, it makes the monthly installments affordable, and you can save up that difference so that at the end of that term, you can have that lump sum to pay off.
Let me ask this practical question. Are you incurring interest on that 20,000 rand while you are paying back the 80,000 rand that you are able to afford?
That 20,000 rand is set aside as is. And if you have that lump sum, I mean, ideally, you pay off that lump sum as is, as 20,000 rand at the end. So you only, it's essentially setting aside the interest of the car and deferring it to the end, as opposed to paying it during the finance of the car. So if you've got the 20,000 rand, you can pay it at the end. Chances are, what we find especially with the times that we are operating in now, Africa, people don't have that 20,000 rand because situations change, right? So people don't have that 20,000 rand at the end, and, you know, people fall into that trap of again having to refinance that 20,000 rand or find it elsewhere or cry foul that they did not know that it's due. So yeah.
What happens what happens in an instance where, for example, 5 years later or 4 years later, you feel a need to upgrade to a later model, if you like, of the same vehicle, perhaps, that you are driving? So I've taken a vehicle financing with a 20,000 rand balloon payment. I've paid back the 80,000 rand with whatever interest that has come to. I'm now ready to buy another car, but I still have the 20,000 rand balloon payment. Does that get factored into my new vehicle financing? How does that work practically, do you find?
What essentially would need to happen, obviously, we need to evaluate the value of your car, right? And check the value of your car against what you owe. Essentially, you would need to, as I said, it is your responsibility to pay that 20,000 rand. So 9 out of 10 times, you will still have a shortfall on that car once we've evaluated it. So you'll still owe us a little bit more money, plus that 20,000 rands, which will then factor into the installment of your new vehicle. And you ask a very interesting question, because a lot of times people who opt for the balloon payment refinance or balloon payment finance are people who change their cars quite a lot. So you will definitely take it into the finance of your new vehicle when that happens.
Out of interest, what proportion of people buying new vehicles on dealerships across the country right now are opting for a balloon payment to be factored into their vehicle financing?
Look, the figures change quite a lot. There are anything between, and I can't give you the exact figure, because a good portion of our book at WesBank finances their cars on balloon payments. So people out there, myself, I know personally a lot of people who finance their cars on balloon payments, and I'm sure you know some too, because it just makes it more manageable. And South Africans ordinary South Africans change their cars every 3 years. So they just make it more affordable. A lot of people opt for this option, well under 40%. And I'm not exact figure for a reason, but a sizable amount of our book, finances their cars on balloon repayments. And it's not a bad thing at all. I need to put that clearly. If you can afford that lump sum at the end, because during the term, it gives you that time and that freedom to, to use that money elsewhere or to save it up for that lump sum at the end of the term when it's due.
And I appreciate that you're not a financial advisor here. So Africa Milano happens to have 20,000 rand available, which I could either put forward at the beginning of my agreement with WesBank in purchasing a vehicle as a deposit. Do I pay it now, or do I factor in a balloon payment and wait for 3-4 years before I have to pay back that 20,000 rand? I suppose it becomes a personal question, right? What else could I be doing with that 20,000 rand? Will it give me a greater return than what potential future interest payment I might have to incur should I have to take out a vehicle financing option? Because it becomes that whole opportunity cost element that economists talk to us about all the time.
100%, Africa. You've hit the nail on the head. It is really a personal decision that one makes. And two things I think are quite important to highlight. The first one being, do you want to own and keep that car at the end? And how much repayments are you willing to make? And can you really afford? Because car ownership is different from, you either afford a car, which is the car repayments, or owning the car, because ownership entails a whole lot of other things. And most times when people buy vehicles, they only look at the installments. They don't look at, there's the monthly petrol expenses, there's the insurance and maintenance and service plans, other added costs that one does not necessarily factor in. So we always advise people to be mindful of, the full cost of ownership. And once you factor those in, you can make an informed decision in terms of, do you want to keep that car? How much repayments do you want to make a month? And can you afford all these other added costs? So essentially, it's a personal decision. Yeah. And do you want to, rather save that 20,000 rand in your investment, let it gain interest somewhere else? Either way, you know, it's a personal decision that one makes, I think, at the end of the day.
I should say that your boss, the CEO of West Bank Motor Division, Ghanam Sibi, has written a wonderful article that is published on MoneyWeb. We're certainly going to share the link to it on our social media platforms for listeners to go and listen to and read, rather, at their leisure. Lebogang, thank you very much for your time and your insights this morning. Lebogang Gauketse is the head of marketing and communication at West Bank, reflecting on some of the advantages one could enjoy in factoring a balloon payment into your finance agreement with your, financier for your car, including West Bank. The title of the article is How to Use Balloon Payments to Your Advantage. You can find it on MoneyWeb, but we will share the link to that article on our social media platforms. That's at Radio 702 as well as at Cape Talk. It's 4:51.